My name is Claudia Clue, and boy, do I have a story to tell you. Come on in, meet Plum and Mally. You need to come in and help us solve a mystery. The villain just escaped. You better get to class before the bell rings. Spy School, Season 1, Episode 1. Our story begins in an academy where spies of ages 3 to 20 years can go. Now, let's get into the story. Clemma was walking down the hall when Mally, her best friend, called her. It was the first day of school.
Clemma! Mally called. Come here, I need to talk to you.
Mally, what's up? What's our first class?
Spy history, Mally replied. And then we have spy curriculums. Did they tell you which one they picked for you yet?
No, not yet, Clemma said nervously. She had been waiting all summer to find out which spy curriculum she would be chosen for. Which one did you get, Mally? She asked.
I don't know yet either, but I got picked for spy council.
Mally almost shouted because she was so excited. Okay, Clemma responded nervously. I'll stop by the principal's office later to see if I can find out which spy curriculum I have. Maybe I can see if Principal Lane made a mistake about spy council and misplaced my letter. BTW, did you hear that Stoppio escaped from spy jail?
I know, shouted Mally as she lit up with even more excitement than before. It's going to be the headline for the spy paper, for sure.
Oh no, interjected Clemma as her face twisted into a teasing smile. Don't look now. Here comes Pedo. Mally immediately turned pink without looking up. Hi, Clemma. Hi, Mally, Pedo said with a smile. Hi, Clemma smiled back. Mally, on the other hand, barely got out the sound.
Hi,
she said shyly just as the first bell rang. Sorry, Pedo, said Clemma. We gotta get to class. She grabbed Mally's arm, who was practically frozen in a trance since Pedo arrived on the scene. See you guys later in Spy Council, he said coolly as he turned back to head off to class. Come on, Mal. Grab your books before Berlinda the bully comes.
What? Did somebody call me?
Berlinda exclaimed as she poked her head up from the drinking fountain and looked around. Her eyes fell on Beatrice, who always wore black, just like the walls of the Spy Academy. Most people didn't notice her, but somehow Berlinda always knew where she was and loved to pick on her.
Beatrice, what's up? You talking about me?
Beatrice immediately looked away and tried to inch down the hallway as she muttered, no, softly under her breath. Berlinda started to follow after her. How's your summer, Beatrice? What did you do? Learn how to play spy ball any better? Beatrice continued to back away, and luckily at that moment, Clemma appeared. Hi, Beatrice, he said as she turned to meet him. Clemma was an average height boy with dark hair. He was easy to spot because he loved to wear either green or white, his favorite colors. The two started talking about their summer when all of a sudden a shriek came down the hall.
They've escaped! All of the villains just escaped! Send the alarm! Quick, get Miss Lane!
Stella screamed through pants of running at full scream. Miss Lane was already aware of this. She had been the principal of Spy School Academy for 15 years, and she made it her business to stay one step ahead of everything spy-related. She was a professional sneaker, not like the shoe.
Everyone, get to class right now, she shouted as a strand of gray hair and of her gray and black hair whipped around her face. She quickly pulled it back and secured it into a bun.
I will deal with the villains. She paused a moment and her voice softened as she let the panic ooze out of it and it returned to her usual authoritative tone. First spies left, second spies right, third spies forward, fourth spies backward, and then left. Fifth spies backwards, and the rest of you up to 12th spies, what should know by now. Clemma glanced at Mally and quietly mouthed,
what?
Mally just shrugged. They were 4 years and had no idea what backwards left was. Stella, a fifth-grade know-it-all, immediately marched up to Miss Lane, who happened to be also her mom, and in a whiny tone shrieked, "But Mom! Miss Lane, this is an important learning experience!" No one would be able to guess what happened next. The glass shattered from the window and in the hall, and Strapio and a herd of villains swung in on grappling hooks from the academy roof. "You lose, Spy School!" Strapio shouted until it echoed down the halls. Miss Lane stepped forward. "Get out of here, Strapio. You don't belong." "Oh, I will. This is just a warning. I will be back." "So be prepared." "Oh, we will, Mr. Stoppable," Clemma said loud enough for all of the fourth years to hear. Mally laughed. "Yeah, Mr. Stoppable." Strapio turned in their direction. "Excuse me, get lost, kids." This enraged the spies. "Who are you calling kids?" they started to mutter as they began to wind up for a fight. "Get a real life," Strapio said above the crowd. Belinda was laughing so hard that her face started to change colors. "Exactly, Mr. Stoppable. What a loser name." Stoppio's fist started to clench. "I will be back. I will win and reign the earth. I have a plan so good, this time no one will be able to stop me." "Right, gang?" His gang confirmed it with nods and grunts. "Yeah, Mr. Stoppable," they cheered. "What? Stop calling me that. It is S-T-O-P-E-O. Stop E-O. You better get it right." Miss Lane rolled her eyes. "Get to class, Spy Kids, now," she shouted in a tone no one could disobey. The kids started grabbing their things as Jokio teased, "Chia Lane, possibly insane." "Ha ha," Mystery Land laughed. "Yay!" Clemo stood up tall and looked at him in the face. "Yo, Mystery Man, what you doing insulting the principal?" "I bad to yo mysterious," Mystery Man mumbled. "Oh, okay, I couldn't tell what you were saying." "Get lost, Mystery Man," said loud and clear. Miss Lane looked around. "Get to class, all of you, now!"